I'm just going to read from Peter Robb, A History of India. The Mughal state was geared for war and succeeded while it won its battles. It controlled territory partly through its network of stronghold from its fortified capitals in Agra, Delhi, or Lahore, which defined its heartlands, to the converted and expanded forts of Rajasthan and the Deccan. The emperor's will was frequently enforced in battle. Hundreds of army scouts were an important source of information, but the empire's administrative structure too was defined by and directed at war. Local military checkpoints or thanas kept order. Directly appointed imperial military and civil commanders, faujdars, controlled the cavalry and infantry or the administration in each region. The peasantry in turn were often armed, able to provide supporters for regional powers, and liable to rebellion on their own account. Continual pacification was required of the rulers. Humayun brought with him 51 nobles back from Persia after he finally won India back. Akbar actually appointed three times as many people in his administrative system. The bulk of the empire's revenue went directly to these nobles. So the administrative system that was inherited by the future Mughal rulers and to a large extent inherited by modern India comes from the system that Akbar established, the bureaucratic system. And it was called the Mansabdari system. And he appointed over 200 nobles to his court, a lot of them Hindus. But also, and not just Sunni nobles, but also Shia nobles. So he kind of gave almost an equal chance to the Sunni faction as well as the Shia faction, and of course the Hindu faction. Again, this was a very clever ploy. He made sure that he was not dominated by the Sunni faction. He had this very good balance. This was Akbar's cleverness of playing politics by making sure the various factions kind of maintained a status quo, and it made it a lot more easier for him because he was not dependent on one or the other for support. So he established this system, and a lot of these nobles were given lands from where they had to collect the taxes. Akbar is considered a very just king. I'll just read to you again from Peter Robb about the system that Akbar established. The system was designed to incorporate as well as reward, which is why it was extended to the Rajputs. Akbar expanded the nobility to balance the Uzbeks and outflank the Indian Afghans, and he sought also to attach Hindu warrior elites to his rule. He gave the Rajput chiefs, Thakurs, who capitulated to him, a Mansabdari status, and on those terms appointed them to office, confirmed them in their lands, and protected the claims of their lineages. Uniquely among the Mansabdars, they were permitted to hold onto their watans or own lands. He had this specifically for the Rajputs. In return, they chose to treat Akbar as a great Kshatriya. So they're elevating Akbar to the status of the almost like a Hindu Rajput. So it's a very high status. They are holding him up. And in a way, they're legitimizing his rule over them.